KSL at night.
Welcome back to KSL at Night. I'm Mara Carabello here with Leah Murray. And Leah, we want to introduce our next guest who has also been an elected official. She was a representative in the House, and now she is the esteemed editor of Utah Policy Daily. If you listeners are not signed up to get Utah Policy Daily's what are you doing? Go to UtahPolicyDaily.com and sign up to get Holly's newsletter. It really does cover the breadth of all things. It's a great news aggregator, but Holly also gives some interesting stats and insights on the day. And she's a daily watcher of the political process, as well as has been a Republican delegate. She's been an elected official. And Holly, we are sure glad to have you here today on KSL at Night to talk to us and give us your perspective on the convention that the Republicans had this last weekend.
Yeah, it's my pleasure to be here. Look, I'll tell you, it was, I think, the most disturbing convention I've seen, and I've been going for 22 years. So it wasn't just that there were a few delegates who had sporadic booing. It was masses of delegates who were trying to shout down the governor. There were, of course, reported incidences from the lieutenant governor saying that her young nieces were exposed to some very vile and vulgar language. There was a state legislator who had to break up an altercation that was leading towards a fist fight. I mean, it was really, really different and not super family friendly.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was struck with is I read probably a handful of social media posts talking about, I'm not going to bring my kid and I'm not going. Yeah. I was shocked by parents saying this isn't a place. How are we going to reconcile this sort of, particularly, frankly, the image of the Republican Party and what they stand for and the treatment that we saw people doing with each other? How do you reconcile that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the question going forward, right? And how do you appeal to young people? How do you get young adult voters? And there was a great candidate, Zach Wilson, who is a young adult himself. He's 29. But if you looked at the makeup of the delegates, there were very few young delegates. And a lot of the even adults that I've spoken to who have young adults are like, my kids have no interest in the Republican Party and they have no interest in the caucus convention system. So the question is, how do you engage them, right? Well, you have to be able to make them feel heard, make them feel welcome. We heard multiple times that people who did not adhere 100% to a delegate's ideology, not even a candidate's, right, that they weren't welcome in the party, that they were called rhinos, that they needed to leave. I mean, it was not a friendly environment, and for a party that's supposed to be the big tent party, it didn't feel that way on Saturday.
So Holly, as you know, I'm a college professor, and I gave students always credit. If you go to a caucus, and I always tell students, my goodness, you should learn these things, and you should go to these caucus meetings. And I want to tell you, over the years, kids write reflections, right? And so they say, I went to this caucus, and it was fun, or it was interesting. But what I think I lost you. Yeah. So Kara Berkland on her tweet was, all three kids, age 19 to 20, said it was their first time at a Republican convention and it'll be their last. So a little bit, it's not just like they're not coming back to Republican convention, right, Holly? I worry they're not going to come back to civic engagement. You know what I mean? Like, if this is what it looks like to figure out the big questions and answering our wicked problems, you know, I'm very concerned.
Yeah, right. And that's, of course, an additional concern is if you just throw up your hands and say, well, it's just a hot mess and I'm going to walk away. I mean, I'm sure that you say this to your students as well, but it's, you know, sometimes people say, well, I'm not interested in politics. Well, politics is very interested in you, right? And it's going to impact every part of your life. And we need people to be involved. We need the people who don't feel like they're voices being heard to be involved in some way, but I don't know that the convention process is really going to be the way to do that. Those delegates skew older. They skew heavily male versus female, traditionally at least. And yet we see, you know, we're the youngest state in the nation. We don't have a lot of political engagement or involvement with our youth. And I think that's really where, if Republicans want to, quote, revitalize their party, they need to start looking for new blood.
So, Holly, something happened this convention that I have never seen, and I wanted to ask you about it. So two speeches really stood out for me, and one was Dan Hemmert, who is running for a state Senate race. He's been a state senator prior, but he's not now. And he was running for a competitive race. Two or three, Kevin Stratton notably came out to a primary with him. And the other one was Governor Cox's. And I think two things. The Hemmert speech, he stands up. Everyone else sort of gives a really traditional Republican line. He stands up and said, hey, listen, I think this system's broken. I think this is some sort of litmus test on a purity test. And I think the convention system's broken. I mean, and then I'm going to move to Cox quickly. Notably, I mean, one of the best pressure speeches I have seen in a long time when he stands up and says, oh, I'm happy to join the line of people who got booed. He notably points out Orrin Hatch. He points out Governor Herbert. He then says a Relief Society president from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints got booed, and he welcomes being a part of this. And then he says, why did you boo me? Because he did X, Y, and Z, and he notes some very conservative things he did. And he closes with, or do I not hate enough? So what I was struck by is those two kind of just said to the delegates, you know what, I'm not pandering to you and I'm not playing your game. And I have not seen a mainstream candidate do that before them. Do you think that this is a crack in the veneer of mainstream Republicans not really respecting the delegate process because of the respect they're getting back?
I don't think it's the first time. I think Senator Mitt Romney has also been clear that he didn't feel the delegate process was actually one that was going to play out in the primary. And of course, he was correct, right? I remember him, you know, dressing down a candidate from the podium, saying you should be ashamed of yourself for calling him a traitor while he was trying to give a speech a few years ago. So, yeah, I mean, I think there's more and more people willing to call it out, and I'm heartened by that. I think Dan Hemmert's speech, as you pointed out, it was amazing. And Governor Cox did well under pressure. He came in knowing that he was going to be booed. He'd seen it during county conventions, and I think he was ready, even though he still had to dump his prepared speech and do this off the cuff. He did a great job.
Holly, I have a question, like just a hunch that I have that I've been thinking about. When we move to signature gathering, right? And so the answer is really, really, decisions are being made in the primaries, right? So the answer is it's not going to be decided till June. And the convention is, and I'm actually a caucus convention fan because I think it's great for conversation. And I love like getting people in a room to talk about things, not when there's this kind of vitriol, of course, but I like the idea. But I kind of wonder if what's happening is, you know, most pragmatic political people probably stayed home on Saturday because they know the answer is it's going to be in June. So I don't have to go through the process of becoming a delegate. I don't have to go spend 17 hours in these conversations. And so to what's happening is, right, that the most, you know, I'll just use the word pragmatic again, or maybe even reasonable people are just not as present as they once were. And maybe that's doing damage to this whole process.
Well, yes, I think that's probably true. Also, though, you have a system that prioritizes people with the loudest voices. So when you only have 9% of registered Republicans turning out for caucus and they struggle to get registered and to sign up and to show up, then you have a sliver of those who become the 4,000 delegates. By the time we got to the last Senate vote, we had lost over 1,000 delegates. Almost 30% of the delegates had gone home. So it may have been that they said, you know, our guy is going to be on the ballot in the primary. I don't know for sure, but certainly it has had an impact. And I think that you will see more and more candidates who choose to completely skip the convention process and go straight to the primary.
We have been talking to the editor of Utah Policy Daily, Holly Richardson. Holly, thanks for joining KSL at Night.
My pleasure.
Wow, what a crazy convention. It'll still feel the ripple effects for it. We're going to shift gears. The FCC adopted a proposal to apply utility-like regulations to our internet service providers. We want to see what the impact will be for us, so stay tuned on KSL at Night.